I'd like to begin by reading one passage from Shinran Shonin's Shoshinge. The Shoshinge is one of the central texts of our Jodo Shinshu tradition. It was composed by Shinran Shonin, and it includes both his appreciation of the Three Pure Land Sutras, upon which our teaching, the words of the Buddha, upon which our teachings are based, but also the words of the seven masters who are featured here, the scroll to the far left in our Onaijin, the words of the seven masters. And this passage I'd like to share this afternoon comes from Shinran's appreciation of Genshin, who's credited with really reviving the Nembutsu, or introducing the Nembutsu practice into Japan. So Shinran writes, and I invite you to join me in Gassho. The person burdened with extreme evil should simply say the name. Although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Good afternoon, everyone. Noticed, I think at least one person joined us in during the course of the chanting. So it's wonderful to see all of you back here in San Mateo for our meeting. This past month has been a pretty interesting month for me. Last month in October, I had the opportunity to go to Salt Lake City for the Parliament of the World's Religions. So we had people from all over the world gathering in Salt Lake City at the Salt Palace, which is the main convention center there, for the Parliament of the World's Religions. So we had people of all different religious traditions also gathering to communicate and learn from one another. And it just so happens that the Salt Palace is located literally across the street from the Salt Lake Buddhist Temple. And so you had thousands of people from all over the world coming to learn about religion, and the Salt Lake Temple was just right there, right next door. So there were several events held at the Salt Lake Buddhist Temple, and I had the opportunity to participate in a few of those, sharing our tradition and interacting with some of the visitors. The temple was on, they had a sort of religious tour of places around the convention center. The main Mormon temple isn't far from there, so people were kind of touring around. They had a walking tour, and at one point a group of people came to the Salt Lake Buddhist Temple, and we were sort of introducing and preparing to do a little service. And then after the service, we had some questions, and one of the participants raised his hand and said, so do you Buddhists believe in reincarnation? And it was very interesting because there was gathered in the room, there were about 10 ministers. About three of them spoke up, and you had three different opinions on do Jodo Shinshu Buddhists believe in reincarnation. And I was sort of biting my tongue because I had my own expression, you know, way of talking about that. But I was sort of happened to be the one standing in the middle of the room who was asked to kind of facilitate the conversation. And so I was just grateful someone else was answering questions at that point. But it's kind of one of the beautiful things about our tradition is that we really affirm a variety of perspectives and ways of appreciating the teachings. We don't have a set kind of hard and fast understanding. I think we maybe got some sense of that at the Three Treasures Seminar this past month as well. We heard from many different ministers in English and Japanese and heard a variety of different perspectives and ways of appreciating and understanding the Threefold Refuge or the Three Treasures of Buddhism. And we have this wide variety. Sometimes, you know, if you ask the same question to three ministers, you might get three different answers. And I think that's one of the real strengths of our tradition. However, this past week, there's been in the news some very saddening and dramatic information. You know, the the loss of many lives through that terror attack in Paris. And I've this past week had the opportunity to participate, and this is my third Bay District event this past week. Tuesday we had our Bay District meeting for planning the 2019 convention and talking about the programming plans for that. We also had a meeting just Thursday evening at the Palo Alto Buddhist Temple for the Bay District Council. And so I've had the opportunity to hear both Reverend Kobata and Reverend Koyama and several of our ministers kind of reflect on those events. And the thing that's been really striking to me is that, well, on many topics we could get a variety of perspectives and a variety of understandings. When it comes to our response as ministers and as a representatives or those who live within a teaching, there's been a surprising commonality or sharing of a single voice and a single perspective, which is one of deep sadness at the way in which foolishness and ignorance and mistaken views continue to bring suffering into our world. At the same time, a sense of the boundless compassion of the Buddha and recognizing that while we deplore and regret the actions of those who brought about these horrible acts, that there's not a sense of rejecting them as humans, but to recognize these are deeply misguided human beings, people, and to look within and see that in our own hearts, we also have the potential to cause great suffering and difficulty. And I was reminded of one of the reflections that I had the opportunity to hear from our Gomonshu when I was a student in Japan. A similar tragic event had occurred in Japan at that time. Just the week before we went, there had been a very grisly and unsettling murder that had been all over the news. And Gomonshu said to us, this was the previous Gomonshu, he said, you know, when we see news like this, we think about when is it going to happen to us? And I think we hear that resonance in our news cycles these days. You know, what can we do to protect ourselves from something like this? And that tends to be the focus of our attentions. But Gomonshu said, really, we should look at this and say, not when will it be my turn to be harmed, but when will I be the one who is bringing harm upon others? That should really be our attitude of living. And this is something that's been echoed in the comments I heard from Reverend Kobata on Tuesday evening, the words of Koyama Sensei on Thursday, and reminding me of also our leader, Gomonshu, previous Gomonshu, sharing this perspective. And I think that's what we have as a tradition, this ability to look with compassion on all beings, regretting the sadness, but also looking within and finding true compassion there. And I think that at times like this, our activities as a Buddhist temple, as a Buddhist women's organization, are all the more relevant and vital. And we should really welcome these opportunities to come together and reflect upon what we're doing. And so I thank all of you for taking this time on your Saturday afternoon, the weekend before Thanksgiving, when I'm sure you have many things on your plate for the coming week, to come and reflect upon what we are doing and how we serve as a Buddhist Women's Association. So I'll conclude my remarks here. I'd like to once again read these words of Shinran Shoni in reflection. I invite you to join me in Gassho. The person burdened with extreme evil should simply say the name. Although I too am within Amida's grasp, passions obstruct my eyes and I cannot see the light. Nevertheless, great compassion is untiring and illumines me always. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Thank you.